right. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is your stand-in host, Dave White. You might remember me from season one, episode number 8 of Old Cars Cometh. I'll be sitting in for our regular host, Lonnie Miller. We're in the Miller studio with a live studio audience this evening. It won't be live when you listen to it on the podcast, but we do have a studio full of podcast fans. Woo! Yeah, there you go. Just to prove it. There you go. You can hear them. So I know you didn't believe me until they actually spoke up, but they're here. So I'm here with my producer and director, Cameron Miller, who's helped me with this podcast and will keep me on track here for the interview. But tonight we're doing a little bit different. We're going to be actually interviewing the podcast creator of Beyond Your Day Job, Lonnie Miller. Beyond My Day Job.
You're good.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much. And see, way to go. It didn't matter, but no. Okay. Keep going. Okay. It's live. We're live, baby. It's all the mistakes and whatever that makes it unique, right?
That's right.
So we're doing a little bit different style here tonight. Lonnie Miller is the creator of Beyond My Day Job. And we're going to be interviewing him tonight. And Lonnie's got a lot of interests. One is the guitar, and one is camping outside and hiking and through the nature, and the other is mountain biking. But tonight we're going to be talking about his podcast and how he came up with it, and what's his inspiration for it, and you know, just trying to get in deep and figure out why he does this. So with that, I'd like to introduce Lonnie Miller.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me on my show.
Hey, you're welcome. So let's just start out with how did you even get the idea for doing this podcast? And then what was your inspiration?
So maybe 2-3 years ago, our church's growth group, a bunch of couples that hang out, you know, outside of church. And I thought it'd be fun to interview them during some of our, okay, I'm back up. Really, it came down to, I wanted to have people brainstorm on skits for dramas. And then I thought, well, they're not going to do that during, say, when couples get together to talk about the Bible or doing life together. So I thought, well, if we do a podcast and I interview people during some of those, you know, family gatherings, they might be more open and silly. So I looked up online and saw, wow, this is pretty easy to do. So I only did 2. It was about 2.5 years ago. And then I saw this new app that came out, and it was called Anchor. And I was reading about it. I'm like, this is really easy. You can do it all off your phone. So I said, okay, we'll try it again. And then I thought about hobbies because, you know, there's more to life than earning a paycheck. So that was kind of my central thesis.
But with these hobbies, I mean, are you still having the idea of ideas for drama in your head, or is it totally now not about that?
No, I figured I'd land on a theme so I could justify why I'm.
So now it's about the podcast.
It's the podcast that's about people's hobbies.
Okay.
And I like to qualify and say high effort hobbies, not just, well, I run. Now, if you ran in a Ironman race, I'd want to interview you. But if you just run, you know, to stay healthy, that's not very interesting to me.
Okay.
Although my daughter, who we did interview with her friend in Nashville earlier this season.
What episode was that?
That was Running and Humming. That was episode 1 of season 2, I think, with Sarah Dame and Taryn Miller. And they were telling us how they were training for a half marathon. So I thought, okay, that was worthy. So anyway. I've got a friend that told me about someone who raises bees, and I want to interview them this summer. I want to go on site and talk to them while they're extracting honey from the hives.
Okay, so that's an upcoming episode?
That's hopefully summer of 2019.
Beekeeping is an awesome hobby. I look forward to that one. So how do you scout or come up with people and their hobbies to interview?
Try to just think about who I know. So it's kind of like a circle with, you know, layers and people that I know immediately. And do they do anything unique or rare? So, you know, people that I've grown up with, I talk to them about coaching robotics or homebrewing. You can appreciate that, Dave, mm-hmm. right? So that's not trivial. That's like a whole Sunday plus some.
So do you do groundwork before you interview them and try to get in, try to understand the whole thing a little bit? Or do you just interview them and let it flow?
So here's what I really do. I create a Google sheet and I just brainstorm and say, okay, I could interview John for this and Dave for that and Jennifer for that. And then I think about sending them an email or a text and I'll say, hey, I've got this podcast. You want to be on it? I think you've got some fun little hobbies that would be worth talking about because people like talking about what they're interested in.
Absolutely. So I don't think the way you, I mean, you and I are obviously in the live studio with a live studio audience right now, but I don't even think your interview subjects can be across the country, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The anchor.fm, which is the platform that we use. They made their podcast. I'm not doing this to promote Anchor. I find it to be really easy. You can do this from a phone. So it's like having a phone call. And most of mine were like people listening in on a conversation. And most of them have been that way. So I've interviewed people in Phoenix and people in Los Angeles, people across town in Detroit, Northern Michigan, down in Las Cruces, New Mexico. And all they got to do is dial in to a lobby, kind of like a Cisco WebEx or a Skype call, and we're on.
Do you foresee any international interviews coming up here?
You know, I've got a friend in Germany that I'd love to talk to because he does some crazy hiking, and I'd like to talk to Marcus.
Okay. All right. International. I like that. That sounds pretty good. So run us through a little bit about the tools that you use for, you mentioned Anchor and whatnot, and I'm staring at this super high-tech, awesome 20-pound microphone that...
yeah. So, okay. So I use Google Sheets to track who I want to interview and just spitball some ideas as to, you know, people that... So I've got a friend in Louisville, Kentucky, or Lexington. He's big in equestrian, so I've got him down on the list, right? So John is on my list, and I want to talk to him. So I record that, or I just write that down. I'm like, all right, John's targetable. So I use that in Google Sheets. And then so come live time, basically you just use an Android or iPhone or mobile phone, whatever. And the person getting interviewed and myself, we just use the app. So that's real easy. In this case, we're doing tonight's episode on a laptop. So we're, you know, got a microphone with a splitter connected into it. So I'm using a Yeti Blue microphone, blackout. Got it for Christmas. It's New Year's Eve 2018, by the way, everyone. Happy New Year 2019 if you're hearing this.
Happy New Year.
And I'm using a splitter with two sets of Beats headphones. Dave's wearing a set. I'm wearing a set so we can hear each other in the microphone.
I gotta tell you, I feel really professional. And the sound quality is awesome.
It's studio quality. So my wife, love my wife. She knows my interests and she got this microphone for me. And so I use that and we just plug it into a USB port into the side of the laptop and ba-bam. So we're going. So that's the one tool. So on the backside, I do some other things that kind of push it out, but that's really all it does. We hit the record button and we're recording.
I mean, it seems like you've done a lot of prep work, but it all seems pretty simple and easy to do, right? I mean, it's not like you're spending hours in preparation for a podcast, right?
So in fairness, so people who are interviewed, I want them to be successful and not sound like ding-dongs, and I want them to know what we're going to talk about. So I send them a Word document. I've got a template, and I tell them the proposed date and time that we would interview each other.
You didn't send me one of those.
Well, you're a rogue squadron. You can fly by anything. So you're winging it very nicely.
Okay, thank you.
And you came in with your own questions with your producer, Cameron. So, you know, yes. So I lost my train of thought.
Well, let's just jump into how do you get the word out about Beyond My Day Job? what do you do? I mean, are you buying advertisements on certain websites or anything like that?
Absolutely not. I'm too cheap for that. Even though I've got less than 100 followers, according to
do you have a goal for how many followers you want?
I don't. I'd like to break 100. Maybe this one will do it. So here's what I do. I do maybe four things. So I've got a Beyond My Day Job Instagram account, a Beyond My Day Job Facebook page. I put it on my personal Facebook page. So whenever we are done with an episode, the link to hear it with the synopsis and whatnot, I push out to Instagram, two different pages on Facebook, and I've got a Beyond My Day Job Twitter account.
And do you have to be subscribed to automatically get that? Or
So the fifth thing that I do, so outside of Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, the fourth thing that I do is I just will copy the link and send it through to a text. So you've received texts from me. I'm like, hey.
Much appreciated, because I try to be not connected as much as possible.
Dave's an offline kind of guy, which keeps him in balance.
And that would be, it'd be great if I could be off the grid, but that's not possible.
So I will sometimes send, you know, my close inner circle friends a link that says, hey, new episode. And I only do that to less than six people, because they know what I'm doing. I don't want it to come across like I'm bragging. I'm just doing it because I know they've genuinely shown interest. That's all. I'm not doing this. This is experimental. This is just me killing time because the kids got older, and I'm just trying to. We're watching the live audience. I think they're falling asleep. We gotta
step it up.
I'm not a very exciting interviewee.
No, you are. You're doing fine. We just we gotta find something they're interested in, which would be their phones, basically, and and anything else. I'm not sure what, but let me ask you this. What are the big, give me one or two top lessons you've learned from doing this?
Less is more. It sounds cliche, but so if a episode is a house, having one or two rooms is ideal. I did an analysis last month, and I looked at all my episodes as of November 20 something. And I looked at the drop off rate from when the opening riff at the beginning, which is just the opening that I've chosen to use, from that number of listeners to those that get to the end, it's a dramatic drop off. If I have a lot of segments, so people get bored, meaning segments are like multiple transitional music, little, you know, breaks.
But is there a sweet spot for how long a podcast can be?
Honestly, I find about three segments. You know, if I open up and then we do the interview and close and we're done. So like three rooms in the house.
Yep. No, I agree. I think if you go over 15 minutes,
right,
you're probably going to lose it, right?
So longer does not necessarily mean worse.
Right. And you can be impactful in 15 minutes, right?
Right. But most people, I've had two segments under 5 minutes, and I find the count or the listener rate goes up pretty high on that. And most people listen to it through iOS as opposed to Android. There's a fair amount of people that listen to it off a desktop, which is surprising. Anchor provides all those stats for me.
Cool. So what's next on Beyond My Day Job? What's coming up? What can we look forward to?
So I got a Delta Airlines pilot. And he's agreed to, so I'm always trying to build a pipeline. It's like sales, right? You're trying to build a pipe, and you're trying to make sure you don't have a one-trick pony that might let you down. So I'm always scouting, but my next one for sure in January, after he gets back from his Florida vacation, he's going to talk to us about his motorcycle trips that he does every summer, or most summers, with his brothers. So multi-day motorcycle rides.
Awesome.
So that's the assured, guaranteed next. What's next?
What about like a head basketball coach or something like that?
Good idea. Dave, generating the pipeline as we speak. And the man to my left, my youngest son, who I have the pleasure and honor of assistant coaching for our church basketball league, Hatter Cameron Miller. So we could, because he loves basketball.
After the season, yeah. I'd like to hear how it went and with the kids.
2019 Community Bible Church Basketball League results and see how all that goes. That would be good.
Which one are you looking most forward to coming up? Which interview? The beekeeper one? That sounds pretty good.
I really would. And I will drive literally over an hour southeast of where I live to go do that, where he lives. He lives in Monroe, Michigan. He's been introduced to me. Unfortunately, I can't get him to respond, but hopefully
once he hears this podcast,
right. I just need to reply back or send him back. But yeah, I'd like to hear the sound of the buzzing bees in his backyard and me screaming like a little girl, probably after getting stung a whole lot, standing next to his trays of bee honey.
All right, let's close it out with this question.
Okay.
Here it is.
All right.
If you could interview anyone, on this podcast, beyond my day job, anyone, who would it be?
Anyone. Okay.
This is kind of a surprise question. Yes, you weren't ready for this.
This got mailed in by the producer. I know.
That's right. Yeah.
Little pink sticky note slid under my left arm to Dave here. Okay. Give me a second. It'd be something to do with music. I would honestly, probably Paul McCartney.
Okay.
I mean,
what if Stevie Ray Vaughan was still alive? Would he trump Paul McCartney?
Nope.
No,
because he's not a Beatle.
Oh, it's got to be a Beatle.
Well, it's not just any Beatle. It's Paul.
Okay.
Because Paul, I don't know, he's just so talented and he seems grounded and esteemed, but hip. And I don't know, it'd just be kind of fun. Either that, that person, or maybe an ex-president.
Jimmy Carter, or
I guess the living one, right?
Yeah.
I prefer Reagan.
Oh yeah, that'd be awesome.
Ronald Reagan, in hindsight, I was in ninth grade when he became president. I didn't appreciate it. I remember coming home from school when he got shot. My mom had the VCR recording when he got shot. It was live. And I went, wow, this guy got shot and he made it through. And
would you take Ronald Reagan over Donald Trump?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. No problem there.
All right. Well, hey, this has been good. So how does it feel to be on the other end of the microphone?
A little different.
Yeah.
You've got a nice flow, Dave.
All right. Well, hey, I got to thank my producer and director, Cameron Miller. He kept us on task. He kept the good questions coming. Thank you, studio audience. You've been brilliant. And thank you. Thank you so much. And Lonnie, keep it up.
It's an experiment.
It's experiment. It's inspirational and it's fun talking. I can tell you from being on episode 8, Old Cars Cometh, I can tell you it's like you said, it's fun talking about the stuff you're passionate about. Right?
So credit to what you allowed me to do. So I would say the other thing I learn is episodes where I'm on site are better because I can get the ambient background. So when you and Sebastian were working on your Mercedes and I had Jayanne, your wife, kind of commenting, I should say, about
commenting, nice word
about the
junk cars
in your garage, because I want to know what it was like. It was just better to be there on a, July 4th in your garage while you guys are working on the cars. And then I could talk to you and your wife about what the hassles are of having two junk cars take up your garage. And I just like the more natural ambient backgrounds. So here we're in a, wannabe studio in my basement. So in any case.
But it's good. All right. So ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being with us and we'll wrap it up and stay tuned for the next Beyond My Day Job podcast. Yay! Woo!